This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Before we get into our episode today, I want to tell you that we have put together a blog that contains the transcribed prayer from our earlier episode titled Prayer for Our Children and Their Schools. Prayer for Our Children and Their Schools. So we've made this blog available. It's contained on our website. That website is aclear trumpet.org, and also on the Shirley Weaver Ministries app, which you can download in your using your smartphone. At either one of these locations, you'll find this blog and the prayer written out. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we've also posted the prayer on across all of our social media. So you should be able to access it. It's a thorough prayer. It sort of covers the gamut of everything that we can be praying to use the parental authority that we have, either as parents or grandparents, to take authority for the well-being, the welfare, the purity, the innocence of our children. And so we want to facilitate that any way that we can as the family of God in the earth and as individual families. When we join together, the force is stronger. When we're saying the same thing, it just resonates more powerfully. So I hope you can do that. Go to the website. Let me just give you a little instruction. aclearchumpet.org, top of the page, tap on choose the option resources. And once there, choose blog. And the most recent blog is that title, Prayer for Our Children and Their Schools, where that prayer is transcribed. You are going to find it a powerful tool. I hope you'll do that. And again, we'll include that information in the show notes so that you'll have it at your fingertip. Also, one more thing before we get into today's topic. I believe that there is blessing in connection. I believe that there is blessing in our connection. And I want to call forth that blessing for you so that it is a corporate experience we have here, because anytime we come together like this, something is said on one end, there is the hearer on the other end, and sometimes, and I hope you will do this, then you turn that around and have something to say back to us so that you can comment, share, whatever, that you let us hear back from you, what you're receiving from what we're saying. When that happens, something on one end, something said on one end, something heard on the other end, it produces a strong corporate anointing. A corporate anointing is stronger than individual anointings. Jesus said, anytime two or three of you gather in my name, I'm there. He is pointing us to what we're describing here, a strong or stronger anointing because we're corporate. So I want to recognize the value of that. As we focus in God's word, we declare his word, we hear what he is saying, there is value. We want to call forth that value more and more and more for your benefit, my benefit, the benefit of God's people worldwide, the benefit of his church as we gather as his people. So don't forget that, the blessing of connection, and expect it to happen. Expect to benefit from that, to sense it, and to feel it. So, amen. Today's topic, we're talking about Israel. And specifically, you know, this time of year, I really start to think about the fall feast of the Lord. We read about those in both the Old and the New Testament, primarily in the Old Testament. These are ancient feasts that God gave to Israel, to his chosen people. Remember, he says that Israel is the apple of his eye, and we celebrate Israel as a result, because God sees Israel as the apple of his eye. And these feast days demonstrate something about the Lord, something about our God that he gave revelation to about himself to the nation of Israel. And he did it by demonstrating his character, his nature, prophetic things to come through these fall feasts. And therefore, through the feast days, excuse me, not just the fall feast, but all of the feast days of the Lord. There are major feast days. But these fall feasts, there are three of them, they are just so powerful this time of the year to cause us to pause and think about the Lord, number one, but also what he is teaching through these feast days. Usually they occur, they are contained in the months of September and October. From time to time, because of the Jewish calendar, they will become part of the month of our month of November. But think, I'm usually thinking September and October. This is God's calendar. The Jewish calendar is God's calendar that contains these important feast days. Think about that. Consider the meaning that is here, that is a part of these feast days, the meaning for us. We have a devotion that we've titled, Do Good to Israel. Do Good to Israel. And we've placed it at the beginning of September, on September 1, for this very reason. We're turning our hearts and our minds toward this season of the Lord. We're turning toward the season, and we're turning toward what God says about this season. And so our book, Running with Horses, has this devotion on September 1st. I think I'd just like to read it. I don't want to try to teach from it, but I would like to read it in the sense of just sharing this information with you, because it's like an introduction maybe to how we can look at this time and these feast days, what they mean for us. I'm going to read this. So here we go. Each year I look forward to the Jewish High Holidays, also known as the Fall Feast of the Lord. I appreciate them as special times of remembrance, not only for the Jewish people, but as a season of revelation for the Church of our Lord concerning what he has appointed, the Hebrew word moed, meaning set apart time. The Hebrew word moed, M-O-E-D, meaning set apart time. These are times established by God and kept by his people, Israel. In this Jewish holiday season, God remembers you. He remembers your goodness to his people, Israel. He remembers your prayers for her and the kindness that you have shown to her. He remembers that you share in his longing and his desire to, the Bible says, again, do good to Israel. He remembers that you have stood with her. He remembers And his heart, therefore, is to reward you, to reward your righteousness, according to Psalm 35. He rewards you because you favor his righteous cause. His righteous cause, Israel and the Jewish people. Drawing from history, looking at Zechariah 8, specifically verses 12 through 15, Zechariah prophesied something that the Lord is determined to repeat in the future of Israel. God promised to show his goodness to Israel, and he promised to repeat that goodness, to again show his goodness to her. Therefore, because of your goodness to Israel, you are a demonstration and a fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy to that end. Concerning the Lord and his word for Israel and for the church, every remembrance is important. That's why the Bible says frequently, remember the Lord, remember his goodness, remember the times of his visitation. Every remembrance is treasured. There are, of course, days of difficulty. We have those. When God's love actually disciplined us, but as always, his love results in our good. So in that case, even his discipline is good. And then, of course, we remember times of divine favor and great reward, great joy and celebration. So that both days of difficulty and days of joy, these things are treasured memories because God is always in the center when he is Lord. Anytime that I purposefully call to remembrance, get this, the Lord's hand in my life, the Lord's hand on my life, his profound goodness washes me, covers me, and lifts me even higher. The Jewish feast days this year are like that. They remind us as Christians to invite the goodness of the Lord and his eternal seasons where he visits his people. The Hebrew word moed, where we invite his goodness to enter into our hearts. We hallow the Lord in our home, in this season. This is how we remember him. This is how we call to remembrance his goodness and call to remembrance things that he has done in the past, what we expect in the future. We hallow him in the home where we make room for him. We celebrate him. We celebrate his goodness. We celebrate his plan, which is eternal. And so we say in this amazing, remarkable season, you know, our amen might be, if he is for you, who can be against you? What does it matter if someone is against you? In this celebration season, as we acknowledge the presence of the Lord and we remember to do good to Israel, not only that we have done good to her, but we bring it to mind. We stir ourselves up to do good to Israel, to the Jewish people, any way that we can, any way that he shows us. And therefore, see, we're really celebrating him. We are hallowing him. We are celebrating his goodness and his eternal plan. Oh, it's so good to be alive at this day and to know that God's family around the world is thinking about the same thing, celebrating these feasts at the same time. learning more about them. Listen, every year throughout the year, there's Passover and there's First Fruits and Yom Kippur. There's all of these wonderful feast days. I learn more and more about them. You never stop learning, right? God's rich word is just richer than anything you can imagine. You never get enough. So this year, as we enter into these feasts, Father, we pray, in agreement with you, the longing of your heart, that you long and want very much to again favor and bless Israel. You want to daily favor and bless each one of us, our families, our children, our posterity. Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives, in our homes, in this really important season, the high holidays of Israel. Lord, we thank you for increased revelation and understanding of these times. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Oh, we are so thankful. Listen, we have the mind of Christ. That means the thought life of a king. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.